Thank you for tuning in to IGH 260, a one chapter per week, 260 week, 5-year long study of the New Testament. Today's program, lesson number 4 of week number 46, still studying Luke chapter 1. As we begin, these reminders. Our free materials are always available by clicking the word free at internationalgospelhour.com. For text updates, text IGHFREE, all one word, to this number, 55222. To study the Bible online, go to igh.worldbibleschool.org or click the online courses link at internationalgospelhour.com. To study the Bible by mail, call this toll-free number, 1-855-IGH-6988, to receive a free 30-lesson Bible study series. Or use the contact form at internationalgospelhour.com to request that series. You can access all of these IGH 260 programs by going to internationalgospelhour.com/IGH260. What does God say? God says, here's where you are, here's where you need to be. Move. That divine directive, that divine expectation, can be found throughout the New Testament. It's summed up in these three words: faith, repentance, baptism. Each of those words entails a starting place, a starting place that never ends. Biblical saving faith, to be what God wants it to be, will always move in the direction that God wants it to go. That kind of faith, it never stops. Repentance, the fruit of godly sorrow that leads to salvation, once it starts, repentance never stops. And baptism, our death to self and death to sin, and then alive to and alive for Christ's initial obedience, baptism has never been a one-off, one-time, singular act of faithful obedience. Baptism has always inherently called for our complete and our ongoing, our daily death to self, and our daily to surrender to Jesus from that point forward. We cannot be what God wants us to be and what God expects us to be without these modeling Jesus elements. Are you modeling Jesus today? We continue our study of Luke 1, verses 1 through 4, Luke's introduction and Luke's purpose as written to Theophilus. Here's a very quick recap of the meaning and the identification of the word those, in contrast to the word us, the group that Luke was part of. The word those refers to believers who were from the beginning, who were eyewitnesses, who were ministers of the word, who delivered the things that they experienced and the things that they witnessed, the things that they believed, the things that they were assured of. They delivered those things to us. Here's how we ended our last broadcast. After citing remarks from Bach, we noted these takeaways. What others wrote earlier and what Luke was about to write was rooted in testimony from eyewitnesses, eyewitnesses who were servants, who were ministers of the word. Those eyewitnesses, though, did more than just see, hear, and personally experience things going back to the start of John's and Jesus' ministry. They reported them. In brief, they saw and they proclaimed. They were, because of their unique eyewitness from the beginning vantage point, qualified to tell others what they saw. It was what they saw and what they said that formed the basis of earlier records, the writings of those who had already taken in hand to set in order a narrative of those things that are most surely believed among us. That eyewitness testimony plus the earlier narratives would, in concert with the Spirit's role, lead Luke to write his gospel narrative. That brings up the next questions that we introduced. How did they deliver what they saw, what they believed, and what they knew? How did they deliver those things to us? And related to this question, what's the significance of saying that they delivered their eyewitness account, their faith, and their knowledge to men like Luke, to that group identified as us? We have, in effect, already answered that first question, how did they deliver? They delivered what they saw and what they experienced through speaking, through teaching, through telling, preaching, proclaiming. That might seem to be a bit too simple, and because of its simplicity, it might seem to be a bit too superficial, a bit too sketchy. So, let's fill in the gaps and make sure that what these eyewitnesses delivered does not fall by the wayside and thus fail to produce the certainty of faith that Luke said Theophilus would and could have. Remember, Luke wrote so that you, Theophilus, may know the certainty of those things in which you were instructed. Let's think more thoroughly about the delivery of those things. The particular form of the word rendered as delivered in Luke chapter 1, verse 2, appears 119 times in the New Testament, but the root word from which it springs appears 690 times in 27 different forms. The numbers of both terms make it impractical to thoroughly study every occurrence. In addition to the form that appears in Luke 1, 2, two other forms, if time allowed, would merit our thought. The word paradosis, translated as surrender, arrest, or tradition, appears 13 times from Matthew through Revelation. And the word patroperidotos, a combination of pater, father, and our current interest, paradidomi, meaning delivered, that word appears once in 1 Peter 1, verse 18. In that passage, Peter wrote, "Knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things, like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct, received by tradition from your fathers." That last word we referenced appears in translation as the phrase tradition from your fathers. We will, for our current study, stick with the term that appears here in Luke chapter 1, verse 2. According to Bauer, that word has a general range of meaning that includes, first, to convey something in which one has a relatively strong personal interest, hand over, give over, deliver, entrust. It can refer to the delivery of things or the delivery, the handing over, of people. Second, it means to entrust for care or preservation, give over, commend, commit. Third, it means to pass on to another what one knows of oral or written tradition, hand down, pass on, transmit, relate, teach. And fourth, it means to make it possible for something to happen, allow, permit. It's the third definition, passing on to another what one knows, that fits what we read in Luke chapter 1, verse 2. Bauer references that text as an example of this meaning. Thayer, in his lexicon, lists five separate meanings or uses of the term. His fourth listing parallels Bauer's third. He notes specifically with regard to Luke chapter 1, verse 2, the following: to deliver by narrating, to report, that is, to perpetuate the knowledge of events by narrating them. There are references to other passages that reflect that same meaning and that same use. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." And the second text, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3, "For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." What Paul received and what Paul delivered, he uses the same words in both passages, 1 Corinthians 11, 23 and 1 Corinthians 15, 3. In both contexts, the words were identical. Paul passed along, that is, Paul delivered just what Paul received. The New International Dictionary provides an example of this type of use from the writing of Herodotus, an ancient historian credited with turning legend writing into the science of history. Here's the example. Thus, when Herodotus describes the Persian system of sending messages, he states that the first courier passes on the news, literally the commands, to the second, and the second to the third, and thereupon it goes through, being passed on from one to another. End of citation. Pay close attention to this example. It indicates the same sense of delivered that we will see as we survey the New Testament. The news that one carrier received, that's the news that he passed along to a second carrier. The second carrier passed that on to the third. That process continued until the news reached its final destination. This source does not tell us whether or not the news was orally transmitted from one carrier to the next, or whether it was transmitted in writing, or whether or not it started in one form and was, over the course of its delivery, shifted to another form. The major point, however, remains the same. The message was successfully transmitted through an intentional sequence, a pattern, if you will, of delivery. It started with a news source and it stopped with a recipient at the other end. Paul, following that example, stated that what he had received, he had in turn delivered. He had in turn passed on to the church at Corinth. What Paul did was, in fact, part of a larger and a longer series of deliveries. That biblical series of deliveries was just as intentional and just as reliable as the carrier illustration used by Herodotus. We need to think more about that biblical series. It will, we hope, more fully explain the striking impact that those things which have been fulfilled among us, the impact that those things had on Luke. It will also help us to understand why Luke was convinced that it could have the same distinctive impact on Theophilus. And finally, it will, hopefully, engender the same marked effect on us. That larger and that longer series was carried out totally within the time constraints of the first century, over five successive generations, over five successive transmissions of delivering the good news. Those generations were, first, the transmission from God the Father to Jesus the Son. Second, the transmission from Jesus the Son to the apostles. Third, the transmission from the apostles to men like Timothy and Luke. Fourth, the transmission from men like Timothy and Luke to faithful men, men like Theophilus. And fifth, the transmission from faithful men like Theophilus to others also. Each one of these transmissions or deliveries of those things which have been fulfilled among us was introduced and was explained in varying degrees within the pages of New Testament Scripture. In our next broadcast, we will take up at this point and continue our study of Luke 1. We hope that you can join us at that time.